escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I tried to get my man Gil some headphones, and I handed him this. If you're looking at the stream, this is my media badge from last year's cap season tied up with an IFB cord. B. Mitch luckily came through. Very excited right now to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, former coworker, Mr. Brad Jackson. B. Jack, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing? Thanks for having me.
We got to solve. We have a very serious case we got to solve.
Wait. Hold on. JP, is that Big Head?
It sure is.
Unbelievable. They told me it was going to be me and you, and I wasn't going here. Be Mitch's mouth. No, I'm good. What's going
on,
brother?
You know you're lying, you little bastard. Come on. Hold on. So, we were listening to, what's the kid name? Was on TV. He was on a podcast. Played with you, cornerback. He was the NFLPA president.
Dominique Foxworth.
Say, uh-huh. A guy used to run around the locker room when the Ravens played against the, back in the day, Washington Redskins at the time, RE, our football team. I don't know that when they were playing preseason games, say, it was the battle for the, you know, I'm not gonna say
the
word.
For the ladies, yeah.
And they say a guy would walk around, and I immediately heard you saying that. Were you the one walking around the locker room saying that?
No, that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, when he said it, I said it sounded like something Brad would be saying.
No, that wasn't me.
All right.
We know I was a little loose, but
yeah, that's why I thought it was you.
No, that wasn't me.
Brad Jackson played linebacker with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, one of the greatest defenses ever put together, truly. So, Brad, I ask you this, and I think I'm going to know the answer. How excited are you to watch the third preseason game tomorrow between the Ravens and the Commanders?
Absolutely zero interest in it. No, I mean, it's a different time, obviously. You know, it's great to see, you guys and your team down there. And I have family members, my aunties, mine, Emily and my Isabel are huge. They still call it the Redskins. I know there's some people down there that are Commanders. I know there's a push to go back to the old name, which should have never changed. That's a whole nother discussion for another day. But there is obviously the excitement that, you know, Dan Quinn and the success that your team had last year, in leading with Jaden Daniels and the pieces they put together and Adam Peters, putting that roster together and how far they went last year. I'm sure there's an excitement for the season start. And obviously when we're just separated, you know, by God knows how many miles, but basically the battle of the Beltway. And, you know, with the, you know, two-time MVP and the success that the Ravens have had, even though they haven't gotten over the hump to, as JP alluded to, you know, get another Lombardi trophy in here, you know, under Lamar Jackson, you know, running the ship. It's still exciting, obviously. So, and there are a lot of guys, you guys know, that I spend time scouting for the Senior Bowl the last couple of years also, which is exciting. So there's some good players that have both rosters, you know, that are probably at the back end, because we all know, you know, you guys have been around long enough to know, and obviously B. Mitch and I played, you know, that the roster is probably 98% set right now going into cut down next Tuesday or Wednesday. So, but there'll be some diamonds in the rough on both rosters that'll go out there and play hard, whether they remain with the Commanders or the Ravens, or, you know, they find another home in the NFL because of the work that they'll put in on in the game tomorrow between the Commanders and the Ravens.
Right. We won't see Lamar nor Jaden, but have you had a chance to sit down and watch Jaden Daniels? And if so, what's your thoughts on it?
I have not watched him this year. Obviously, last year from afar, watching him and then breaking down some film, you know, with him coming out because there was a discussion, you know, about, you know, before the draft last year. And so, you know, you always want to learn. I thought Jaden was a good player. I thought he was probably one of the best quarterbacks. I had him like 1-2. You could flip-flop. You know, I like the size and the athleticism. I'm just wary of those one-year wonder type quarterbacks. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And that's no knock on Jaden. I think, you know, everything you're trying to learn is the upside. And he was a phenomenal talent, obviously, coming out of LSU. So I watching him from afar, it's going to be interesting for me. And B-Mitch, you know this. You played, you know, a heck of a long time, longer than I did. You should be in a Hall of Fame. I'll say that. You don't have to. And I'm not saying it because you're my friend and former coworker, and we used to bang heads, and when we would play each other, when you were in the NFC East, and you know whether it was a preseason or the regular season. So you're more than deserving to be in the Hall of Fame, and they need to put you in there before you reach your 118th birthday. What are you 116 right? What are you 116 right now? 114?
You're worse than last year, dog.
but it's going to be exciting, honestly, you know, to see his progression, because that's what this league is about. It's about, you know, all these defensive coordinators have sat there all season, you know, when they're not allowed to go home and be in the office for 12, 15 hours and try to figure out ways to attack, you know, the Commander's offense. And most importantly, Jaden, because he is such a phenomenal talent with his legs and with his arm. So it's going to be exciting to see how he develops and what he's added to his repertoire as a quarterback. And the same thing with Lamar. You know, obviously there's been the words on him, you know, the lack of consistency, you know, completing long throws and, you know, hitting open guys. And obviously the turnovers in January have been a bugaboo that we all know about, and, you know, that he's even self-addressed. So it's exciting to see. You know, I went over and watched, you know, the joint practices, because you get more in practices now than the preseason games, which is, you know, far different from our time playing, B-Mitch. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, watching those live practices, you know, versus the Colts and all that, you know, you saw whatever, you know, a lot more to what you'll see on film. And so it's exciting to see that as well, because I think both of these rosters should be one of the final four, you know, they, both of them should be in the final four for both conferences, you know, going into, you know, at the end of the season next year. I mean, it'd be very disappointing, I think, both fan bases and both staffs and organizations, and, you know, Josh down with you guys and Mr. Bisciotti with us up here in Baltimore, if these teams, you know, aren't in the final four trying to head into the Super Bowl, because of the amount of talent that they have and the success that they should build on from last year. But we all know it's a year-by-year league and week-by-week league. So, you know, it's going to start and stop with both of these dynamic quarterbacks that both rosters have right now.
Absolutely. Talking with Brad Jackson here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Brad is a Super Bowl-winning former linebacker with the Baltimore Ravens. Brad, he's obviously rich beyond measure and has accomplished incredible feats in the NFL. But in a way, I kind of feel bad for Lamar and Josh Allen, that they have landed in this place where until they can knock off the Chiefs, even get to a Super Bowl, but I'd almost argue win a Super Bowl, their resumes look incomplete. Is that, I don't know if that's fair, but do you think that's the perception of Lamar?
Well, you know, JP, you know this. You know, y'all know I'm a big baseball guy. Go Dodgers, you know, growing up in Southern California. And I was taught a long time ago from my very first football coach that the only thing in life that's fair is between first and third, right? So there is some – it is fair and it's unfair, but you're 100% correct. And you know, you got to go back and, you know, you look at Michael Jordan, right? And it's kind of like Michael Jordan kept so many – NBA top 50, top 30, top 25, top 10 players from never hoisting that trophy, right? He was the one that basically beat them all back. And you're kind of getting that feel with Patrick Mahomes in the AFC. I mean, that if you don't beat Mahomes, like, you had a great career, you're going to make a lot of money, but Mahomes is basically keeping the trophy, you know, the Vince Lombardi trophy out there in Kansas City. And Josh, like you said, he's a great player. And, you know, I have friends up there, obviously, on the staff and the scouting staff with the Bills and being up there. And I've been able to watch up close and see what they're doing. And there is real frustration because we all know there's only the window to win in the National Football League is so small and finite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether it's an injury here or there, you know, a couple of years ago, we went through it, you know, where Lamar had, you know, a couple of years of little soft tissue injuries and ankle injuries. And, you know, you're out there with a backup quarterback. And then, you know, the whole city and fan base and organization is deflated. But and not putting that out there, but that is a real thing. And so the window for Josh Allen, as great as he is, and Lamar Jackson, like, you have to find ways. And I think for Lamar, JP, and B. Mitch, it's even more of a spotlight on it because they've went head-to-head. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Josh kind of had a head-to-head, but those have been in regular season games. And of course, there was the one playoff opportunity. You know, that Patrick Mahomes let him down for the crazy comeback win, you know, where they had to go 60 yards in 14 yeah. seconds or whatever it was a couple years ago. But Lamar has had Patrick Mahomes in his house in January in a playoff game to go to the next level, and he hasn't done it at home. He hasn't, mm-hmm. you know, Josh has had to go on the road to do it. You know, Lamar has had the Kansas City Chiefs, and to your point, JP, Patrick Mahomes here. And Patrick Mahomes has came in and, you know, sat on his couch, put his feet up like Dave Chappelle did, you know, when he was Charlie Murphy.
Yeah. And, you know,
F your couch. And, you know, and he took the remote, you know, and yep. and in your house. And that can't happen. So I think whether it's fair or unfair, it's realistic of football, especially it's how it is, especially when you're a 2-time MVP. And especially when you're probably one of, if not the top two, top three most exciting players that people want to see every week. And the league is full of great players, but you're tuning in when Patrick Mahomes is playing. And you're tuning in when, you know, when Lamar Jackson is playing, Josh Allen is playing. You're tuning in, you know, with your kid now, Jaden Daniels. He's exciting because you're going to see, oh, gosh, the play breaks down, and all of a sudden, you know, the young fella, as skinny as it is, he's out the highway like he's on 495 at 2 a.m. and there's no traffic, because we all know there's traffic every other time on 495, and he's just rolling, and he's got a 60-yard touchdown. You're like, I got to tune in to watch this kid there because he's a matinee type of player. And so when you can't get over that hump and you're facing him, you know, you're looking him right in the eye, and you've had him here in your backyard twice in the playoffs, and twice Patrick Mahomes is, you know, basically said F your couch. It is, it fair or unfair, you got to beat him to get over the hump.
Well, Ravens are normally a defensive led team. Are they still there? How does this defense compare to some of the past?
Well, I think, you know, people were talking about it, and I saw it, and there was actually this thing that went around where a couple weeks ago where it was like, you know, what would our 2000 it went on social media, the 2000 defense versus offense. And, you know, obviously with Derrick Henry and B. Mitch being a former running back, you know how impressive he is. And, mm-hmm. you know, they have Justice Hill, who's a change of pace guy. You have my former teammate from my Super Bowl team, Anthony Mitchell, his son, Keith Mitchell, who is coming off of, you know, tearing his knee last year. And, you know, he's a 4-3 guy that has power explosion. And then the rookie from Marshall is likely going to make the roster, Rasheen Ali. So you're talking about you have every type of running back that you need. You know, when you build a team, as Eric DaCosta and the staff has done in Baltimore, you don't have 5 point guards. And so they've done that well. You got wide receivers, obviously. It'd be interesting with DeAndre Hopkins, the Rashad Bateman. He's been, you know, up and down. Zay Flowers is back and put on some, you know, some weight and stuff. And they drafted Wester from Colorado, who his, you know, the first play of the preseason, he takes a kick to the house. You know, and then Devontae Walker from UNC is another phenomenal talent. The offensive line, B. Mitch and JP, I think are still, you know, Lindenbaum and Ronnie Stanley, if he can stay healthy, Rosengarten are guys. You know, Voorhees and Falale, will, you know, they're big dudes. They're strong dudes. They're try hard guys. And, you know, so that offense is very good. But to your point, how good can this defense be, you know, under second year coordinator Zach Orr? You know, the same thing I just said about defensive coordinators with Jay and Dan is the same thing that offensive coordinators have been doing to figure out a way, you know, to find ways to undermine Zach Orr in that defense. And, you know, obviously one of the big signings that everyone is excited about up here is Jair Alexander, the corner. So now you have three corners in a division, as you guys know, where you have to see one of my favorite quarterbacks in Joe Burrow, who just spins the ball all over the place. And obviously we already know what those wide receiver core looked like with Cincinnati Bengals. So you have Jair Alexander, Marlon Humphrey, and former first round pick Nate Wiggins. You have three number ones that you can go out there to try to compete against any offense that's going to throw three wide, which is what this league is now. So I think Roquan Smith does a good job. The D-line, you know, obviously they get after people. Ojabo, Owe, you know, Anais Peoples, the kid from Virginia Tech, has shown really, really well throughout the preseason and training camp. And so it'd be interesting. I don't know if they're at our level. And I'm not one of those haters that been like we're the greatest defense that ever walked the planet in the National Football League. There's no debate about it. Obviously, you can talk about the 2002, 2000, whatever it was, Tampa Bay defense who played well. Obviously, the 85 Bears, you know, which is one of my favorite teams growing up, you know, watching or whatever. And obviously I had the honor to play, you know, for Rex Ryan, you know, the son of Buddy Ryan. And then Buddy Ryan used to be at college when I played at the University of Cincinnati. So I'm basically part of the Ryan bloodline. But, you know, I don't know how they can match that. And if they do, God bless them. But, you know, for me, I think the offense is, you know, going to have to carry the team early on. And then as the defense continually gets better with some of the new pieces that they've added. And then seeing how Trent Simpson, you know, they lost three linebackers in the offseason this year. So you're going to have, you know, next to Roquan, you're going to have some new faces. And we'll see how that goes. But, you know, with Teddy Buchanan, Jay Higgins is another one of those Raven undrafted free agent linebackers that's likely going to make the team, you know, coming out of Iowa, who was – Big Ten linebacker of the year and consensus All-American in 2024. So a lot of good players, but I don't – it's all about gelling. So I'm not going to obviously put them up there with their ability to do what we did, but God bless them if they do. And then if they do, then that should mean that, you know, the Ravens, you know, hoist the third Lombardi Trophy in franchise history.
It's – The Ravens are so good, and the playoff struggles have been so real. That I was at that AFC Championship game. I covered that thing. That stadium had one of the absolute best atmospheres I'd ever experienced. When they played, like, Omar whistling, you know what I mean?
Before everybody right, yeah.
It was electric, and they just didn't show up, man. Brad, thank you for making time for us, dude. Great to hear your voice. We got to catch up
soon,
man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Maybe get a beer.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate y'all. Good luck to you, Commanders fans, and you boys. Stay healthy, stay blessed, and I miss y'all and love y'all, man. Be good, man. God bless.
All right, thank you, Brad. Great to hear from you, man. The great Brad Jackson. Man, there was some fun back in those old newsroom days.
Some people wouldn't say fun. some people would say it was terror.
Some people would say it was terror.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Not sure how to react to something, though. The NFL Top 100, they roll it out over the course of August. And, you know, it's player voted, which I find interesting. Now, I do think perhaps there's an assumption that players take the voting very seriously. I'm not sure they all do. But we've been waiting and waiting and waiting to see where Jaden Daniels would land.
Yeah.
And I think personally, I kind of expected him around 10.
I expected top 10.
Well, the news has come out today. Jaden Daniels lands at number 21 in the NFL Top 100.
There's not 20 players in the league better than him.
So I want to start. I'm going to open the phone lines up right away. 800-636-1067.
But I like it. Know why? He's going to quietly take it, put it in his little holster, and use it as his weapon.
I saw this tweet from our friend Michael Jenkins, another former CSNer out there in the wild. Jenks said, tied for most wins ever by an NFL rookie, most points ever by an NFL rookie, first rookie with 5,000 total yards, led Washington to NFC Championship for the first time since 1992. JD5 was easily in the top 20. Now, I think it's important to note, I was actually talking about this with Adam Kilgore yesterday. You might have been standing there with us, B. We were on the sideline watching practice, talking about the top 100, where Jaden will land.
Mm-hmm.
And Kilgore made the case he's number 5.
I said top 5, dude. I mean top 10, and I expected top 10.
Like, I understand there's more to football than quarterback play. Fully aware of that. But at the same time, there's no more important position on the field than the quarterback.
Yeah.
And for him to land at 21 means there are 4 quarterbacks I think you can put ahead of Jaden. Lamar, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen.
And that's it.
I know the Mike Sando thing had Matt Stafford ahead of him. Like, I'm not here to get caught up in arbitrary rankings as long as the rankings seem roughly appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it in political polling? The margin of error, right? Like it's polling, so it could be 2 or 3 points off.
Yeah.
Like if you told me Jaden was 11, I'm not opening the phone lines up. Because I can wrap my head around that. But I'm gonna give you last year's top 10. Okay. Tyreek, Lamar, McCaffrey, Mahomes, Myles Garrett, Chris Jones, Trent Williams, TJ Watt, Travis Kelce, Max Crosby. Like, some of these people are going to be ahead of Jaden in this list.
I don't believe all those guys right there should be ahead of Jaden.
Now, this is last year, so it'll be different.
But I'm saying, you go this year, I wouldn't think they all should be in front of him. Not that whole list you just named.
Let's let people chime in. Rob is in D.C. Jaden Daniels lands at 21 in the NFL Top 100. Too high, too low, just right? What do you think, Rob?
For me, I would just say for selfish reason, just right, because I don't want him to be too high as of right now, because, you know, sometimes you get kind of caught up, you know, somebody started to rank you and you think you may be a little bit, you know, thinking you're a little bit better than you are, but we all know Jaden seemed like he have a level head. And so also, this is still going to motivate him, you know, understand? Yep. By putting him at 21, now he's going to say, wow, they got me at 21. I'm going to show him what I got. So I'm kind of cool with it, but we all know on a case-by-case basis, you would probably say Jaden, of that, even that list you named of last year, top 10, you might take him maybe 9. You might put him first in front of nine of those guys you named. So actually, he might be a top 3 player, but I like him at 21. That's going to give him motivation to even do better this year. Thanks, JP. And
thanks for the call,
Rob. That's a good way of putting it.
I think he'll see it and maybe scoff at it. I think Jaden is not a dude that is searching for motivation from lists.
No, he's not searching for it, but he doesn't shy away from it.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels has landed on the NFL Top 100. We knew he was coming. We didn't know where he'd land. He's number 21. Jim is in Manassas. Jim, what do you think?
Team Extremely Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Well, happy belated birthday to my fellow Brian Mitchell.
Appreciate it, brother.
Man, this ain't the most disrespectful BS I've seen in my life, man. I couldn't disagree more with Rob in the previous call. Yeah, Jaden, he said Jaden might look at this as, no. Jaden, we know him. He's not the type that's going to be looking at this for motivation. He doesn't have to be mad. I will, because I'm the fan, and this is disrespectful. An NFL player should be ashamed of themselves, and Jaden, go prove him wrong. Let's have ourselves another season. Let's win the Super Bowl, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man. Jim. Landfill, where are you landing? Jaden's at 21. I thought it'd be higher.
I kind of did too. I thought it would be around 15 or something like that. It's a little low. I'm interested in seeing who they have ahead of them, because some of these guys shouldn't be ahead of them.
B, you know the league. You know how players are. One, I think it's important to note, a lot of guys probably don't take this very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I would not be stunned whatsoever if a lot of, like, equipment guys fill out the voting for players.
More than likely.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But happens. Do you think there's some element of just maybe veteran players kind of hating? Man, he played 1 year. I'm not putting him that high.
That's part of it. And they wouldn't call it hating. They'll say, well, he got to prove the point. He got to earn it. And so after this year, they may just go and vote properly. But, you know, that happens. That definitely happens. I've sat in rooms and heard people say stuff like you're saying. You know, but I'll say this. I don't know why people think, because Jaden is quiet, that he doesn't take stuff and he's competitive about it. He's as competitive as anybody out there. And when somebody shuns you, you may not say a word, but it motivates you. It gets you more hyper-focused, and I believe he is that guy. So the first call, I just say, what if it's something that just motivates him a little more? We know he's already motivated. What if something else pushes him to a higher level? So I'm cool with it.
I'm going to sneak one more in here. Mark is in Landover Hills. Mark, what do you think of Jaden landing at 21?
Top of the day, JP. Top of the day, B. Mitch.
What's up, man?
What do I think of it? I think that, in the words of Percival Sweetwater, you know him as Rodney Dangerfield, they're way off. And the reason for that is, guys, is just like the gentleman sitting next to you, JP, and a few others that I could name, Washington, D.C.'s Washington Redskins Commanders never gets any respect from other people because their subconscious takes over because they don't like Washington, D.C. B. Mitch should be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Jacoby should be in the Hall of Fame. And if they think he's number 21, like I said, they're way off.
I like it, brother. Mark. Good call.
Appreciate it.
B should be in. Jacoby should be in. London Fletcher should be in. And Jaden should at least be top 20. If you're on hold, stay there. We're coming right back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Number 21 feels a little low to me.
Low.
And if you start looking at the list, I think this means there's going to be at least five and maybe six quarterbacks ahead of him on this list.
Mm.
You know four, and there's two others that haven't made it yet that you wonder. I want to let folks react. Kevin is in California. Kevin, 21 for Jaden. Too high? Too low? Just right?
Oh, man. Personally, I think he belongs in the top 10, but the competitor that he is, kind of glad they put him there. I wouldn't rather have any other quarterback with his ceiling, with his skills, his poise. I wouldn't even trade him for Mahomes.
Mm.
But that's me.
All right, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
He's also way younger than Pat at this point. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we have to have the proper deference to Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar. But in my mind, I got one more year of deference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it goes this
if
way.
If he keeps going in the direction he's going, then you have no choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, of the quarterbacks that have made this list, so Jaden's on there. Stroud is the next highest quarterback. And Stroud was at 39.
Mm.
Baker at 50, Herbert at 55, Stafford at 59. So there's at least Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar to go, and probably one other. I think Jalen Hurts hasn't been on there yet. Rusty is in Delaware. What's up, Rusty?
Fellas, how we doing today?
We're good.
Chilling,
man.
Dude. How are you?
So I was just about to mention, so you're telling me that there's one, possibly two quarterbacks in our division that they're going to put on this list higher than Jaden.
Yeah, man, it looks like.
I hope not.
I think it's total disrespect. I don't think Jaden reads his own press clippings.
Dak was 79th on the list, so I think only Hurts.
So, again, total disrespect. Jaden doesn't read his own press clippings, but I'm reminded of that image of him sitting on the sideline. I think it was against the Ravens. He was super ticked off. He was sitting there thinking about what he was going to do when he got the ball next. That's the meme that's kind of playing in my mind right now. 21, it is what it is, like the other guy said. I remember when we had another phenomenal rookie quarterback. I think he came in the 70s, that 2013. And that was because he got injured during the season. So 21 is a good step for a rookie, but he ain't a regular rookie. There's no way that this dude's not inside the top 10. It's crazy. I'm interested to see the players that respond when they make the announcements, because, you know, they always have a little interviews with the guys that fill out the lists or one, because every player I've ever heard has said nothing but great things about James.
Zammer still said he was number one. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate you, man. I do have a question for Professor Landini. Leadville, should the entire list be nullified because Sam Darnold came in at number 72?
I mean, that's actually, yeah, that's a really good point. Sam Darnold's a 72nd best player in the NFL is ridiculous. The team he was on last year just kind of let him leave in free agency because they have so little belief in him.
To play a rookie that blew out his knee.
Right.
He played good, man. He played good last year.
He played good until the end of the season when he remembered he was Sam Darnold.
It was a regular season reward.
But week 17, he was bad. Awful. Or week 18, whatever it was.
Awful.
Mac is in Warrington. Mac, 21 for Jaden. Too low?
Well, let me just tell you all this, man. The reason why he's 21 is because everybody above him, if you think about it, everybody above him done one thing that he didn't do.
What's that?
All the people above him are multiple. They've done multiple years of good play. This guy has not done multiple years of good play yet. Not saying that he won't. It's just that he has not gotten there yet. So he will climb. Y'all just got to give him time. I don't understand why everybody want to put him at number 3, number 5. He hasn't earned it yet. That's my take.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Mac.
Mac's wrong.
One thing about being good, you don't have to wait for time. One thing about being good is you show up and you play. And if you're good, you're good. Now, what Max stated is how players think. A lot of players think like that. Or, just like you said, I walk in and we used to have Booger and Jay Bird. That was our, hey, man, fill this out for me. I just hand it to them, they fill it out. That happens too. But I understand what he's saying, but he's wrong. Jaden's good.
Lists don't matter. Like, unfortunately, we all lived through list season probably like May to August,
and
right?
You can also now, you get ready for Jaden Hurts to be up there, because what players will do. I know we go, he's just sitting there with that team, but a lot of players are going to say, look, when he had to make a play, he made a play. Anyone, the chip,
dude.
They'll probably put him there.
I am not in the Jalen Hurts is overrated camp. When a dude's two best games of his career are in the Super Bowl, and has been in two Super Bowls in 5 years, like winning matters to me. Yeah. That dude wins games. I was impressed by him going all the way back to the Bama days when Tua got hurt. After Jalen got benched for Tua, he stuck around. Then had to come in.
He didn't run away from
right.
it.
Like, he's not
like most kids today.
Right.
Can't compete.
So if you want to put Hurts ahead of him, I get it. I don't know if this is accurate. According to Uncle Sam on Twitter, he said someone said they did the voting in November. That would explain it.
Why in November? That's dumb as hell.
I don't know that that's accurate.
You got a whole month and a week in January of regular season games.
I don't know that that's the truth. Maybe we could track that down. Jeff, maybe give that a look-see. Lists don't matter. NFL Top 100 is the closest one that kind of matters. 21's too low.
That's too low.
It's too low. When we return, we'll ask Jason Lockenfor if he thinks it's too low. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.